Welcome to the PTA Elevation Podcast, where we help physical therapist assistant students pass the NPTE on the first try without wasting time or money. To learn more about the services we offer, find us on Facebook by searching PTA Board Study Group or fill out the form linked in the description. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy today's podcast. All right, everybody. So, point of view, POV. You just got your PEAT score back and you're looking at all these numbers and you're like, what the hell is going on? What did I do? Did I pass? Did I fail? I don't know what's happening. Help me. I got you. Let's go over your score first. So this is my PEAT from what? 2020. Yep. 2020. So what a year 2020 was. Anyways, so the first thing I want you to look at is this score right here. You're going to see this column here that says scale score. That is, if you took the NPTE today in test taking conditions, if you took your PEAT in the same conditions you would take the test, how would you do that day? Would you pass or would you fail? The number that's going to be right here. So if we're looking at this top box here, I'm going to make this on a podcast as well so people can follow along verbally, unless you want to watch this on YouTube or on the Facebook page. I'm in the first section that says scores by content area. You're going to go down to this first box that says total. You're going to go along the side until you see this scale score number. That is going to be the number. As if you took the NPTE today, what number is it? So it's going to be the number that is right to the left of this estimated NPTE range. So whatever number that is, and mine right here, it says 745. That would be if I took the NPTE today after taking this test and I took it in testing conditions, I would have scored a 745. And so this estimated NPTE range right to the right of this number would be the range of scores you would get on this. Some of you might have had a score that was very close to the 600 mark, and you'll notice that one of the numbers might have said 592 or something like that, or like 585 to 615. And like, let's say you scored a 602. Okay, so you pass a test, but remember this estimated NPTE range is, what if I like had taken it, I could have scored worse, I could have scored better. And so this estimated NPTE range is actually very fairly accurate because it's like within about 30 points of what your original score was. And that's why I always tell everybody, try to get a 630 or better to give yourself a good enough buffer. You could do better and be just fine. You could do worse and be really, really close to not passing. So that's why this range is pretty big. For a 719 to a 771, that's a pretty big range. And so you have to kind of understand that you could score a little better, you could score a little worse. And generally, I took this PEAT, 12/29/2021. I took the NPTE about a week later on the 6th of January. That was fun to walk out to see the news that day after I got out of the NPTE. But anyways, This is what's going on. So you got your score very close to what you would get on the actual exam. And I would say this range is pretty close because on the actual exam, I got a 768. And so that is within the estimated NPTE range. And so that's why I say the PEAT is the best indicator if you're going to pass this exam or not. So these are the numbers you want to look at first to see, did I pass? Did I not? If you didn't, you want to look to the column all the way on the right that says the on track to pass score. This is going to show you, were you close? Were you far away? Were you flirting with danger or were you all right? And so you'll see all of these numbers are like anywhere between 66% and like 61-62%. Some NPTEs, you only really need a 60% to pass. That's why I put for my practice test, you need a 60% to pass because I had a bunch of questions that didn't count. So actually you probably did better, but this is what's kind of going on. That's why I tell people aim for like a 67 to a 70% at minimum for all of your other practice tests to make sure you're close to to doing well. You're then going to go by each section. So physical therapy, data collection, that's just, are you able to identify keywords? Diseases that impact treatment, these are other things that are going on in the body. How are those going to affect stuff? Your pharmacology questions are going to be in here too. Interventions, that is literally what it sounds like. What do we do and what don't we do? And non-system domains is going to be your modalities and equipment. So you're going to go down the list and see your different content areas, see how you did in each section. You're going to look at this area down here that says scores by content section with like a bunch of little box and whiskers plots. You never thought you'd see those again, guys. So that's just kind of showing your range. If it's green, that's good. If it's yellow, that means we're flirting with danger. And if it's red, that means we got to work on it. And so unfortunately, mine is not the best example of different things. This is just an on track to pass. The next thing, you're going to scroll down to the following page. So page 2, I guess, maybe page 3, depending on this little page in between. But this is going to be where it says scores by body system. This is where we think of when we think about the NPTE. This is where we think our, like, our musculoskeletal, neuro, cardio, other systems, what's going on, lymph, integ, what's happening. For this, you're again going to look at the scale score. That's if you were going to take it today, how would you have done? Would you have done well? Would you not have done well? And you're going to look also at their range, because remember, the range could mean something went wrong. So, wow, I did well on cardiopalm in this section. I hate cardiopalm. That's crazy. So you're going to look at that, and you're going to see each section has a different amount that you need to pass. You're going to see that your integumentary system, you would only need 55% to pass. I'm looking at the on track to score thing in the corner, and every PEAT is going to be different. And you're going to see, like your cardio, you needed more, your musculoskeletal, you need about 60, 61, 62. And so this is why I say, like, that 67 to 70% is really the sweet spot where you really want to be with a lot of these. And that means you're going to be all right. You're going to be in the clear and stuff like that. So these scores are weird and different, but I would definitely focus on these big three of the cardiovascular, the musculoskeletal, and the neuromuscular systems, because these are the ones that are going to be weighted the most. You see, there's way more questions on each one in here. You got to make sure you're doing okay. You got to make sure you're on top of things and that you're not going to crap out or do bad. So that's what's going on with our body systems. Again, look at that scaled score there. See how you did. You're going to see that, like, you're actually doing better than you thought you did most of the time. And then again, we have our little box and whiskers plot down here. So then we can see, you know, what's going on in the body system. So that's kind of how we would interpret this part of the exam. And then finally, we have our sections. This is the easiest sections to interpret. Wow, I did really well in section 2. Well, look at that. Look up Rico. Anyways, I haven't looked at this in a long time. And so we will see that you could be doing well. I like to look at, just go straight down to the box and whiskers plot down here. And then you can kind of see, like, okay, I did medium in section one. I did good. I was okay. Section 2, I absolutely crushed it. Section 3 went down a little bit. And then section 4, I finished strong. And so you can kind of see what's going on. Some people's are going to look like this, and then they're going to go towards the side. What I'm doing is a descending ladder, and you're going to see if your score looks like that, then maybe you kind of dropped the ball and ran out of energy. You might need to work on some test taking endurance. But again, you can see that my percent correct that I needed to get in order to pass was higher in the first section, and then it kind of just dropped off. So again, that 67 to 70% is going to give you enough of a buffer that you're going to feel good. If you feel like you're doing absolutely booty on these because you're getting in, like, what would be considered a D or a C minus or a D plus, you are actually doing okay. You know, not need to panic. If you get a 65% on your PEAT, you probably pass. You will be okay. So I hope for everybody who is panicking right now feels a little bit better. I think this last page, and that you're no longer in distress. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, but I hope that this little demonstration helps you guys understand what the hell is going on with this PEAT score, and that this answers many of the questions you may have. All right, guys, see you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of the PTA Elevation Podcast. We look forward to continually serving you as you embark on your journey towards becoming a licensed physical therapist assistant. We thank you for your continued support, and we'll see you in the next episode.